Hello and welcome to the first episode of Ambition Without Direction. So this show is for people who don't want the average 9-to-5 life. They want to live life outside the norm. They want to live life on their own terms. They don't want to be a corporate slave. They don't want to be doing monotonous tasks. This podcast is for people who want a job or lifestyle where they're energized to get to work and as opposed to dreading it. They actually want to have a life worth living. So before we get into the steps on how to achieve this, I'm just going to talk a little bit about my background, and then we'll get into some ideas, rules, and concepts that I live by and that hopefully will help you all with your journey. And before we get started, I'm talking about my own experiences and what I think has worked for me. So going into my background, I've always had a passion for cars since I was a child. That was my driver, but that requires money, that requires resources, and I decided that getting into business and investing was the right step, and I realized that I kind of like the more creative side of business, the critical thinking, the problem solving, and also the people aspect of business. That sort of stuff gets me super excited, and so over time, my goals have evolved as I've matured. And I realized that I want to make positive change through entrepreneurship and actually have an impact on people and use the resources that I generate and the fruits of my labor to have an impact on the world. So my first stab of investing was with Tesla. And since I'm a car guy, I was really able to understand how they were disrupting the automotive industry and invested early on and did very well. But the point being, the reason I mentioned that is that through this process, I learned that I love researching and investing in disruptive technologies. And that's something that you guys have to figure out. You guys got to be self-aware. Understand what is giving you energy. And this requires a lot of self-awareness. And you can't be coasting through life on autopilot if you really want to have some real impact. You got to be very intentional about what you want out of life. But going back to kind of my story, from my revelations from investing in Tesla, I realized I like disruptive innovation, and that led me to get into the crypto world. And that's the area of business that I want to get into. And it's a tricky one to get into. You can't just go applying to jobs. You're kind of just a number in a system. So I'm in the process of kind of networking my way into a crypto job. I just kind of finessed my way into a Harvard blockchain meetup earlier today. Wasn't supposed to be there, but again, through the people that you know, you're able to make things happen, which goes on to one of our tips, is that you got to put yourself around the right people, whether that's friends or it's with your career. Like you want to have a tribe of killers around you. You can't be hanging around people who just want to get a job and want to work and get their house with the white picket fence. New people who are driven and you can feed off of. So that's really important. And then from a career perspective, you got to get people in your network that are going to kind of help you on your journey, because one connection, it's all it takes to kind of rocket your way towards your dreams. But moving on, when it comes to identifying what you want to do, first, are you passionate about it? Second, can you make money? It doesn't have to be a lot of money, as long as what you're doing matches your own financial goals. And then you have to cast your vision, and you need to use the right language. You can't say, "Oh, I really hope I do X." You got to tell yourself, "I am doing X," or "this will happen," as opposed to "I hope this happens" or "this maybe will happen." That's the language you have to be telling yourself. And you can't dwell on your failures or rejections or missteps or any hurdles that you have to hop over. You just have to have the mindset that kind of the universe has its plan for you, and you just kind of got to set your intention on what you want, and you got to let things just play out naturally. So it's kind of a 50-50 rule. If you put 50% of the work in, the universe will provide the other 50% and connect the dots for you. Don't compare yourself to someone else's path, because the biggest lessons you'll have is from your own mistakes. Do things for yourself. Be obsessed with yourself and your progress. And then start living intentionally and intuitively. Again, be in tune with yourself and try and make steps in the right direction every day. And lastly, if you don't want the average life, stop acting like the average person. On that note, thank you for tuning in. I know this is a little bit of a mind dump, but that's what you get when you listen to this podcast.